My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. Today we find ourselves in chapter number 10, Mishnah number 3. We've been talking quite a bit about Amoratzim who work in olive presses and who are grape harvesters and their immersion process, because they have to be tahor for the job. We haven't discussed what that process looks like, and that brings us to Mishnah number 3. Habadadin vabotrin. The olive press workers and the grape harvesters, kivan sheichnisan lirshut hamara, once brought into the cave area. The cave area meaning the place where, if you've ever gone on a tiul, in Israel in the south or whatnot, south of Jerusalem and areas, you'll find all these on the path up to Jerusalem, all these caves with ancient mikvahs in them. It's pretty cool. So that's what we're talking about now. Ma'ara, the cave where the mikvah is, dayo. That's enough. Divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, it's enough to bring him to the mouth of the cave. You don't actually have to follow him in and see to the fact that he actually goes in and is tovel kalacha. Rabbi Yosei Omer, tzarich la'amod alehen ad shidbolu. You have to actually stand on top of the guy until you actually see him go in all the way. We don't trust him to do things properly or maybe even to do things at all. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im taharin lahen, tzarich la'amod alehen ad shidbolu. Im zmein lahen, in tzarich la'amod alehen ad shidbolu. Rabbi Shimon says it really depends. If the guy considers like his stuff to be tahor, then you have to watch him, because he really doesn't know. He thinks that his stuff is tahor, so we can't trust him. If he thinks that he's tameh and he is correct, then you can stand at the mouth of the cave like the first shita, Rabbi Meir. Because the guy knows that he's not tahor. That's not the position we follow. We follow the position of Rabbi Yosei that you have to wait there the entire time. Mission number 4. I have to tell you, I'm a little bit sad. We've been talking a lot about olives, and I promised you olives. But starting with Mishnah 4, until the rest of our time together, we're going to be talking about grapes instead. Grapes are a little bit different than olives. You might think that they're similar. They're both, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and they both are squeezed in order to make another thing. There's a lot in common, but actually, grapes have an added stringency, a specific chumrah, that if grapes are picked with the intention to be pressed into wine, then they have to be, then they are considered susceptible to tumah from the get-go, and you have to use workers who have been purified, even during the picking process. This is not true for olives. We've been subtly differentiating, without explicating, that we've been talking about the badadin and the botrin. Badadin are pressers and botrin are pickers. That doesn't necessarily mean olives or grapes specifically, either one, but badadin are only, we're only talking about olives because for olives, the pickers, we really couldn't care less if they were tam or tahor. But for grapes, basically one fine day, some of Beit Hillel was on vacation. They didn't show up, and Beit Shammai slammed through a lot of legislation. And there are 18 chumras or 18 dinim that we follow Beit Shammai, not Beit Hillel. So this is one of them. Beit Shammai is afraid that when people come to check the grapes, they squeeze them a little bit and the juice comes out and the juice falls on other grapes and that renders them susceptible to tumah and so forth. So anyway, so all of the picking has to take place b'tahara. And now that we accept that, we have an added question, which is, what if you change your mind? What if you originally want some grapes for eating, or you want to sell them in order to be eaten, and then you change your mind and you want to take them to the make some wine out of them? So that's our mission already. Hanoten mina salim u mina mashteach shadama. If you take from the baskets or you take from what was spread out on the ground, so both of those are grapes that we picked in order to be eaten. And you take, meaning you're taking them to the press, meaning you've changed your mind. So they were picked. Presumably, it doesn't matter. They were picked, and now they're considered they're considered eating olives. They're considered eating grapes, and we want to make them press grapes. We want to make them wine. Beishamai Amrim noten beidayim tahorot. Beishamai says you have to use tahor hands. Beim natan beidayim tameot timan. And if he used tame hands, then you made them tame. All of which is to say that they are susceptible to tuma, even though they were picked in order to be eaten. Because we've now changed our mind, that affects the state of the grape. And makes it susceptible to tuma. There's another, you know, there's a little footnote here, which is, okay, yadayim are usually considered shniot, so what do I care about grapes? What do I care about the grapes? The grapes can be shlishi. They're not really, because they're not truma. So what do we do with that? It's a specific shita of Beishama. It's possible that we're worried about these are truma grapes, but in general, Beishama also has a special shita that we treat produce that are liable to the priestly Jews as truma. So anything that we're going to take truma from, we have to treat as truma from the get-go. So then our second-degree hands will render third-degree tuma and pasul the truma, and that would be a bad thing. Or it could be that the hands are first-degree purity or rishon or tchilas. Anyway, all these are things to think about. These are machlokos back and forth. Beit Hillel Amrim, noten beidayim tmeot, umafrit shrumato betahara. You can use tama hands. And later, when you're mafresh truma, then you can you have to use tahor hands. But Beit Hillel holds that since we picked them in order to be eaten, they retain that status. Min ha'avat min mashteach shalalim. If you take them from the large basket or from what was spread out on leaves, and both those are examples of grapes that we picked in order to press, hakol shavim. Everyone agrees. Shehunu ten beidaim taharot. Everyone agrees that you have to use tahor hands. Everyone agrees that they were picked and they are susceptible, because that's how we paskin. V'im natan beidaim tmeot himan. And if you use tame hands, then they are tame. That is all for today. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow.